Consecration of Jesus, September 24. Examples of consecration. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus carried the awful weight of responsibility for the salvation of men. He knew that unless there was a decided change in the principles and purposes of the human race, all would be lost. This was the burden of his soul, and none could appreciate the weight that rested upon him. Through childhood, youth, and manhood, he walked alone. Yet it was heaven to be in his presence. Day by day he met trials and temptations, day by day he was brought into contact with evil, and witnessed its power upon those whom he was seeking to bless and to save. Yet he did not fail nor become discouraged. In all things he brought his wishes into strict obedience to his mission. He glorified his life by making everything in it subordinate to the will of his Father. When in his youth, his mother, finding him in the school of the rabbis, said, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us?" He answered, and his answer is the keynote of his life work, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" The same devotion, the same consecration, the same subjection to the claims of the Word of God, that were manifest in Christ, must be seen in his servants. He left his home of security and peace, left the glory that he had with the Father before the world was, left his position upon the throne of the universe, and went forth, a suffering tempted man, went forth in solitude, to sow in tears, to water with his blood the seed of life for a lost world.